Are we switching to the Partridge Family now, too?
Equal time. You have to give equal time, Kevin.
I thought you were going to, like, make the mashup, but I guess I'm wrong.
Maybe later we'll hear the Partridge Family theme.
All right. Well, when this was first pitched to us, it's like, Bill, Wendy, do you like the Brady Bunch? We said yes.
You can't say no to that question.
The Partridge Family.
Obviously, yes.
Shakespeare.
Yes.
Let's roll them all together, yes. And then we have the Barty Bunch. The Barty Bunch.
Annie Watkins is here. She plays Jan Brady.
Hi, Jared Ryan
is here. He plays Danny Partridge in the Barty Bunch, The War of the Families, Partridge and Brady. This is an idea that cannot miss, you guys.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast.
It's natural.
It's a real, real fun time. Yeah, because it's got so many entrance points. A lot of us grew up with the Brady Bunch.
I think everybody did.
Yeah.
And even like my kids who are teenagers, they rewatch it. It's universal. It's all ages.
It's what I watch when I like stayed home from school to, you know, relax.
Sure.
To get healthy, I mean.
Of course,
right.
To get healthy, to recuperate, to
yes.
feel better. Are you the one doing the ads? We play the radio
yes.
commercials, and that's you doing
yeah.
the voice of Jan Brady. You absolutely have nailed the impression.
Oh, thank you so much.
You really
I'm
have.
So grateful. No one ever gives me any compliments.
Oh, that is
there it is.
All right, and Danny Partridge, Jared Ryan is in the studio as well, along with Annie Watkins, and you will be playing Danny Partridge, which is the funniest Partridge. Don't you think?
Yes, he's crazy as well. I mean, I've never played a part that he just wants to kill everyone ever seen.
yeah.
I'm not sure if he's like that in real life. I've heard he is.
No, he is.
He has moments like that.
We know him. He is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but it's hilarious.
So how did this come to be where this mashup happened, the Brady Bunch, the Partridge Family, and Shakespeare?
Well, our writer of the show studied a lot of Shakespeare in school, and he was a big super fan growing up. He is our encyclopedia on these shows. I've known him for a while because we did the show in the Fringe in New York, and then we did an off-Broadway run in 2014 once we had the rights and everything. And just, you know, he gives us specific episodes to watch for our characters
yeah.
and everything. And just, you know, I sent him an email the other day. I'm like, what's the one where this one thing happens? And he's like, oh, blah, blah. Like, you know, he just knows these shows back and forth. So there's so many little Easter eggs and so many fantastic, just really nostalgic jokes that really tear you apart if you know these shows really well, because he's such a brilliant fan of them.
Now, obviously, you don't want to give a lot of stuff away, but mm-hmm. like, what can we expect? Can you give us a little glimpse into it without revealing one of those Easter eggs you speak
of?
Oh,
man. I mean, high stakes. Just
blood.
It's, yeah, blood. There's yeah. a little bit of blood.
There should be.
Yeah, but we live in this 70s world, which is really great. Like, you see a lot of
70s styles,
yeah,
clothing,
the pants, you know,
bell bottoms. I'm sure, awesome,
beautiful.
Nice
yeah.
and skin tight.
And kind of, it was the same on the Brady Bunch a little bit as it is in a lot of Shakespeare plays, where these things become life and death, and you know, so someone punching someone in the nose suddenly becomes, you know, a reason to start a brawl, and our families just start
right.
this feud,
mm-hmm.
and so there's a lot of Shakespeare themes mixed in. To stuff you really recognize, which is really fun.
We always, as viewers of the two shows, we imagine that there would have to be a rivalry between those families, these two fictional families. Mm-hmm. They must have really been. But then you grow up and you go, no, it was just actors working. But then when Wendy and I got to know Danny Bonaducci quite a bit, he said, no, there actually was some sort of a hatred between the
yeah.
two families.
Well, we stole their singing family bit.
Oh, yeah, the Bradys did.
The Partridges are by far much cooler, just much cooler.
Right.
And the Brady Bunch, those kids, yeah, they were like, why can't we sing? And then they started touring. So there was a little bit of like, they stole our thing. And
right.
like I'm doing right mm. now, just talking over
oh,
Jared.
Oh, please.
Just...
yeah, like the first line we say is, why are they here?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's pretty funny that they're coming together. Now, who else will be in this cast? Who, character-wise, from the Partridges and the Bradys?
I mean, no one's missing.
It's the whole family,
oh,
right?
Everybody.
You know, everybody's there.
Alice. Yeah.
yeah. Tiger.
He's
stand by.
Spoken of, perhaps.
Yeah, well, he's one of the biggest mysteries in TV history, is that Tiger just went away one day and the family just gave up on him. That's kind of sad.
Dog house stays.
Yeah, right.
The series.
Oh,
so
you're
he's
right.
Around. He's
right.
Just real sleepy.
Right. In the backyard that we knew was shot inside of a soundstage. Yeah. It's so obviously an inside backyard, but your mind plays tricks on you when you watch the show.
Imagine
you're,
rolling around on the AstroTurf, right. Digging in the plastic.
Right, right.
Will there be two Chrises?
On the Partridge Family, for people who don't know.
They don't want to reveal it, and I get it.
They switch Chrises at some point. Yeah.
Yeah, they did not...
Cousin Oliver.
Stick with... you're really going to see a lot of stuff that you're really excited to see.
Yes.
Now, the other thing is, as a kid growing up watching those shows, there was one year where all the Brady guys, for some reason, all their hair got curly. They all got perms. And then we as Americans thought, well, if the Bradys did it, I guess we all need to go get perms. Right? That's how influenced we were by them.
So the question is, did you?
Oh, yeah. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
The Bradys did it. I have to do it, too. Yeah.
This is all taking place at the Mercury Theater right here in Chicago. You can go to mercurytheaterchicago.com. And previews begin September 15th. Does that sound about right? Opening night, September 26th. It's going to run through November 20th. And I got to get out here to see it. The Barty Bunch, The War of the Families, Partridge and Brady. Why did the Partridge Family come first? Why does the Partridge Family
in
come
in the billing?
Yeah.
Because we're great.
So they're much cooler. Well, in general, generally people know their songs better and they know the Brady's television show better. So
right.
It's kind of interesting. I don't know. They're,
the Partridge
their music,
had...
there's 15 songs. There's a lot of like songs you know and a lot of Partridge Family songs in it, which I think are a lot better than the crappy bubblegum pop, which we even say in the show, like this,
yep,
keep
we
on,
agree.
Keep on, keep on. You know, those songs are a little grating.
But the Partridges had legitimate top 100 Billboard hits, and the Bradys, other than Time to Change, Time to Rearrange, I don't know if they did. Did they?
I was just saying that. That's the only one I knew.
Yeah.
I...
yeah. Yeah, that one just resonates for the rest of time.
Right,
for some weird reason.
Annie Watkins plays Jan Brady. Jared Rine plays Danny Partridge. What else do we need to know? Critically acclaimed musical parody. You guys gained cult status pretty much, didn't you?
Yeah, we got a lot of fans. One person saw it every single night.
Seriously?
Run. Yeah, or like... gosh, 16 times or 14 out of the 15 times. And just these iconic characters really bring.
And it wasn't one
back.
Of your moms. It was an honest, it was a theater goer.
All right.
That's
enough.
Unusual, I think.
There's a lot of people really, really like this stuff. There's conventions and we're trying to get the cast to come, I don't know, retweet
wouldn't
us
that
stuff.
Be nice?
Yeah.
Everybody seems kind of on board. The only one that kind of seems almost embarrassed by the past is Eve Plum, who played your character.
Yeah.
Everybody else loves that.
Yeah.
Oh, and Susan Day, I guess, on the Partridge Family side, doesn't really want to have anything to do with it.
I think it's probably hard to separate herself, and she's one of those people who's become such a... She's stuck with acting and you know, wants to be taken seriously.
With Susan Day, you mean?
Or with Eve Plum. Yeah, Eve Plum is
she was just in the Grease remake last year that they did on TV, so she's still working.
Yeah, exactly. So I think separating yourself from a Brady kid, I think, was difficult for a lot of them. Like Danny Bonaducci, I mean, you still kind of think of him as a kid. Well, and then all of his reality stardom.
And we worked with Danny Bonaducci at another radio station, and to this day I have a redheaded son. And just over the weekend, how did he get the red hair? And I just always throw Danny Bonaducci under the bus.
Right.
Must be him.
Yeah. It's possible. It really
we'll
is possible.
It.
What's been the biggest challenge in all this for you guys?
Well, we just did our first run, and I didn't realize actually how amazing the Shakespeare really flows in with it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's something I'm really focusing on is, this is like a dramedy, you know? This is, intense, and that's where, you know, the funny stuff comes from. So really, diving into that world of, you know, classical acting almost... You know, and then making it
funny,
cheesy.
Yeah.
Right, sure.
You
know, it's a lot going on at one time.
Well, luckily, everyone kind of flows in and out of these levels of sincerity, which really makes it work. Mm-hmm. You know, someone will have this fantastic monologue, and then Alice will run by and give us a little one-liner, and then, you know, it really,
Are you guys from here?
I recently moved from New York, so I did the show there when we did it off Broadway in 2014.
And Jared?
Yeah, I'm from Seattle, but I moved up here for school, and there's just so much opportunity, so I just kind of hung out for a little while. Yeah,
very, very good.
Well, you landed some good roles. Annie Watkins plays Jan Brady. Jared Ryan plays Danny Partridge. It's called The Barty Bunch, The War of the Families, Partridge and Brady. It's Partridge, it's Brady, it's Shakespeare. How many Shakespearean plays are wrapped up in this?
I'd say there's about 12.
Mm-hmm.
And a few more touched on and punned about. But yeah, there's a lot of, about 12.
Mm-hmm. And for people who don't get the title, The Bard was one of the nicknames of William Shakespeare.
The Bard,
I hope people, yeah. All right.
So I asked you that off here, right. So go ahead.
Yeah, no, we were just walking down Southport, and there was a family that was looking up, and they were like, "That is not how you spell the Brady Bunch."
Well, dyslexic people love the show too.
You can't even say dyslexic.
It's too hard for me to say.
All right. Well, it is called the Barty Bunch. We have to give the Partridge Family theme some equal time. Hello world. There's a song that we're singing and a play that we're playing. The Barty Bunch. It previews begin September 15th. Opening night September 26th. You guys run through November 20th, and good luck. Maybe it'll go beyond that.
Fingers crossed.
MercuryTheaterChicago.com is the place to get tickets.
Yes.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you awesome. So much.
Marsha. Thanks for coming up, guys.
Marsha.
We'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.